In the late 1800s, studies on the nervous system and the brain were making decisive progress. The zones of the brain were mapped, and Pavlov's study of the reflexes was published. Marie Jaël, never satisfied with her knowledge, could not remain insensitive to these discoveries. In an apparently unexpected way, she started by studying the physiology of the hand to determine the basis of a new pedagogy of the piano. According to this completely original approach, science was at the service of art. She had a chronometer built that studied the rapidity of her students' finger attacks to the 100th of a second. I've seen pictures of the thing, and it's an incredibly elaborate machine. She proposed a pedagogy which was the consequence of her observations and experiments, of her knowledge of the brain and of the nervous system. Unlike most of the methods of the time, resting mainly on the acquisition of automatisms learned at any cost by the pupil, Marie Jaël proposed a new system of studies based on the real possibilities of training of the brain and of the nervous system. For her, it was necessary to teach the good gesture, generating the beautiful musical sonority by the thought, movement, and development of the tactile, auditive, and visual sensitivity. In 1894, she published a first version of her method, which was entitled The Touch. It was translated into German by a pupil who became quite famous later on, Albert Schweitzer. Many other publications followed. As composer, in addition to numerous works for piano, Marie Jaël wrote quartets, concertos for piano and cello, works for orchestra and for chorus, and an opera. She died in 1925. Now, let's listen to her impromptu. The pianist is again Alexandra Sorel.